They either are eliminated by other military powers, or they change their profession of paganism to Catholicism and come and stand with Catholicism. This is the history that precedes 538, and ultimately the papacy takes the throne of the earth. And that's in verse 31. They shall place the abomination that make desolate. Now, I want to point out here the history of 29, 30, 31 that describes how the papacy ultimately gets placed in 538 is describing how the papacy comes to control the world. And then immediately thereafter, in verses 32, 33, 34, and 35, we see the persecution that takes place. In other words, we first see how the papacy comes to control the world, and then Daniel begins to describe how the papacy deals with God's people. This is very similar to how Uriah Smith describes how pagan Rome is illustrated in verses 14 to 22 as first coming to control the world, and then verse 23 to 29 drops back into that history, and Daniel tells us how pagan Rome interacted with God's people during that time period. I'm emphasizing that because when we finally look at verse 40, which is a ways off, we'll see this same illustration. In verse 40, 41, and 42, and 43, we see how the modern papacy returns to control the world, and then verse 44 and 45 will tell us how the papacy during that time period interacts with God's people. And three times in Daniel 11, we see this. Now, if you get into the position that Uriah Smith has been endorsed by Ellen White in such a fashion that everything he wrote in Daniel 11, Revelation has to be accurate, then, of course, you're going to come to verse 36 after this persecution time period is described, and you're going to see, and the king of verse 36 is the French Revolution. But if you take the position that James White understood, that this king is nothing more than the king of the north, and by the way, we have a transition from literal Rome in verses 29 to 31 as the ruling power to spiritual Rome, and we'll see a transition from literal to spiritual is one of the rules of Bible prophecy that needs to be seriously understood and applied in these verses. And in these verses, there has been a changeover from literal Rome to spiritual Rome. And the rule of thumb on who the king